This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Back in 2003, in a song called Earthbound, the singer Rodney Crowell name-checked a writer he admires a whole lot. Mary Carr, who's written searing memoirs, including the bestseller The Liars Club and several books of poetry. Well, Rodney Crowell sent that song to Mary Carr, along with a letter, and now, almost a decade later, the two have collaborated on an album of songs they wrote together. It's called Kin, a nod to their parallel lives growing up along the Texas Gulf Coast. Rodney sings some of the songs. Other singers include Norah Jones and Emmylou Harris. And the two songwriters join me from Nashville, Rodney Crowell and Mary Carr. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us, Miss Melissa.
Thank you.
Rodney, what was it about Mary's writing that inspired you to put her in the song?
I admired Mary's work very much. You know, from the time that someone gave me The Liars Club, it's like I immediately went into a world where I grew up. And I remember when I finished the book, I actually thought, you know, I need to write songs with her. And one of the songs on the record, Mama's on a Roll, I actually, a short time after that, sort of started tinkering with the idea, which we later got together and finished off and made into a real song. So it all worked.
Let's listen to Mama's on a Roll. This is Leanne Womack singing here. You know, I'm listening to this song and thinking about what I know about both of your backgrounds from the writing that you've done, both of you from families with a lot of alcoholism, a lot of violence in the home. Tell me about this song and how the songwriting worked together.
I remember he had those first two lines, Mama loves Daddy like he's spreading on molasses thick. Mama thinks Daddy's just a backwoods cornbread hick. And I remembered when I was a little kid saying, Mama plus Daddy equals trouble. Hmm. We used to say, you know, when they start to drink.
And that's the next line of the song.
Exactly. It was very much a collaboration, very much back and forth. And you never know who you're going to meet when you meet somebody. Rodney and I had talked on the phone. And we meet in this Greenwich Village bistro, all dressed up in our cool clothes and our short black jackets. And within about 10 minutes... we both knew that we had ridden our bikes behind mosquito trucks, you know, and breathed in all that DDT. And we both left that place like our hair was on fire, and then neither of us wrote about anything else for 30 years. So we were both haunted by the same place.
Well, when you sat down to write songs together, did you find yourselves sort of changing the way you wrote to fit the other? If you were swapping lines back and forth, that you maybe had to adapt a little bit so that it would sound like the same voice.
Oh, I really like addressing this question because one of the things that I wanted to do, there's certain choices that you make as a songwriter based on vowel sounds and melody and chord changes. And I was looking for those opportunities where the choices that the poet would make the songs more interesting. And I loved it. I just could see, these songs are taking a shape they wouldn't have taken if I were doing this on my own.
Can you give me an example of that, Ron?
Oh, when I was tinkering with the melody on Anything But Tame, which opens the album, I'm singing, when our feet were tough as nails, that A vowel sings in a way against the chord change. And Mary listened to it, you know, and I was really proud of this first verse, and she said, well, it's okay, you know, but she said, our feet weren't like nails, they were like horn, which is true. You know, horn is an organic thing. It's like cuticle, really, and it really truly is what our feet were like as children. They weren't like nails, they were like horn.
And that one, that's the line.
When our feet were tough as horn, and our eyes were sharp as flint, our hearts beat like two war drums, and you tracked me by my scent.
The funny thing about the true word, the more I sang it, the more I became, that's the word. That sings even better than I thought nails. So I learned something from Mary the poet there about that word and about choices we make, you know, at certain places in the melody, which I am the richer for having had that experience.
And Rodney was able to shoehorn those phrases like salt grass open plain. It's hard to get a phrase like that into somebody's mouth in the course of a melody. And he was able to wedge those things in a way they felt natural.
And you said, I don't want to be tamed down. I just want to saddle up to ride my broomstick pony along some salt grass open plain.
I'm talking to Mary Carr and Rodney Crowell about the album they wrote together. It's called Kin.
Sister.
Rodney, this is your former wife, Roseanne Cash, singing this song.
I miss your shadow.
She knocks it out of the park. Mm-hmm. She does an amazing job.
There's this incredible image in this song of you and your sister, your older sister, dancing on the oyster shells in a parking lot.
Across that parking lot expanse, on them oyster shells we danced, while some cowboy watched you twisting through the porch screen.
That was actually a real story about my sister. There, Rodney and I went to the same juke joints in Vent, Louisiana, where you could drink when you were 18. And my sister was 14 and I was 12. We drove to Vent, Louisiana, to the Big Oaks Club, where Jerry Lee Lewis used to play. I mean, it was one of the great Louisiana roadhouses. I was 12 years old. I looked like I was 7. And, of course, they wouldn't let us in. So we stood out in the parking lot and danced, did the twist in the moonlight. And, of course, all these old leering cowboys in the Big Oaks Club are looking at my 14-year-old sister like she's a pork chop. And so I'd always wanted to write something for my sister in some ways all my books are for my sister in a way. She was my compadre with these lunatics we share DNA with.
Sister, big sister, you've been my seawall, you've been my flood, you're in my blood, I thank God for you.
Mary, no temptation to sing on this album at all?
Rodney has tried to get me to sing, but Rodney wants me to humiliate myself. So, no, I have no temptation to sing.
What's it going to take?
Right now, you know, alcohol and firearms. I haven't had a drink in 25 years.
So. Hey, I got her to write songs that became a record. I think I can get her to sing.
It's never going to happen.
I don't know.
Let's put some money on it, Miss Melissa. I say 50 bucks. 50 bucks says I'm not going to sing.
Rodney, should you take that bet?
I think you should take it.
Well, Mary Carr and Rodney Crowell, it's been so much fun to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Melissa.
I'm a musician Rodney Crowell and writer, but not singer, Mary Carr. Their album, out next week, is called Kin. I'm a mess.